KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have fair to partly cloudy skies, 2 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today with a high around 18. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, sheriff's officials in Mills County on Wednesday reported the arrest Tuesday afternoon of 31-year-old Heather Ray Beeman of Glenwood. Beeman was taken into custody at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Her bond was set at $2,000. Along with Thanksgiving, today and Friday are the top 3 days of the year for cooking fires in Iowa and nationwide. Andrea Vaspas, a public education director for the National Fire Protection Association, says even in this pandemic year, December 24th and 25th will mean families and friends are gathering for a big meal, and they'll usually congregate in the kitchen.
There's a lot more of the cooking going on. There's a lot more people to distract you. There is definitely usually more alcohol use going on as well. So that is kind of a recipe for a home fire when somebody thinks someone else is paying attention to something that's on the stove.
As guests arrive, there's frequently chaos as people set down food they've brought to share, perhaps a little too close to the open flames. Watch out for plastic containers that might melt or towels that could burst into fire.
The person who's by the stove needs to stay by the stove, stand by your pan, watch what you fry. Keep a heavy lid nearby when you're cooking on the stove. In case there is a flare-up, you can slide that lid right over the pan, turn off the ignition, and avert a fire.
Well, a big part of the joy of the holidays is seeing kids and grandkids. She reminds you that safety should be your first priority while cooking is underway.
Keep kids and pets 3 feet away from where you're cooking. Much too easy for someone to bump into something, spill something, knock something over, get burned from it. You know, you want to cook on those back burners while you can, turn your handles in.
Cooking is the leading cause of home fires year-round, accounting for 49% of all home fires reported to fire departments. Well, as you look for some last-minute gifts for Christmas, you know, time is winding down, the Iowa Lottery is running its annual appropriate gifting campaign. Lottery spokesperson Mary Neubauer explains.
That campaign is just our gentle reminder to folks that we have always considered lottery tickets something reserved for the adult marketplace or for the grown-ups on your list.
Someone under 21 can't purchase a lottery ticket, and they can't cash it in even if they won.
So we just encourage people, if they are giving lottery tickets as gifts, to reserve those for folks who are 21 and older.
Neubauer said there are lots of gifts that have restrictions on them, and their goal is to simply give a reminder to everyone that lottery tickets fall into that category.
Because this is not the year that we need to be coming out with a really harsh message for folks. I think we've all had more than enough things to worry about this year, and we wanted to be really gentle and in our approach this time, but still get that message across.
Neubauer says the appropriate gifting campaign goes along with their message of playing responsibly and not overextending yourself when buying Iowa lottery tickets. Senator Chuck Grassley says he doubts Congress will be able to comply with President Trump's suggestion to significantly boost the amount in those checks the federal government plans to send to most Americans. The COVID relief bill Congress passed this week called for $600 checks to go out. But Trump says that was ridiculously low and the check should be for $2,000.
I don't think it is feasible because we are in a situation where we're giving money to some people that haven't lost their jobs. And I think if we do any more, it needs to be more targeted towards those in need.
In his video address earlier this week, the president called the latest relief measure a disgrace and said he would not immediately sign it in order to give Congress time to rework the $900 billion economic stimulus package.
I hope the president will sign the bill or let it go into law without his signature. But also, if more can be done, well, we're told after the new president is sworn in, and it probably will be Biden, then we're going to have another debate like this anyway.
Grassley, a Republican, is confident a Democrat Biden administration would call for a change in how allocations are made.
Whether it's in December or February probably doesn't make much difference. But I would think, and I would hope Democrats would think, that it needs to be targeted towards people that are hurting more than people that have never lost a job.
Without the president's autograph, the federal government faces a shutdown next week, and hundreds of billions of dollars in aid would be frozen. The start of the 2021 legislative session in Iowa is less than 3 weeks away, but Governor Kim Reynolds says it may be far longer before officials sort out how much the state will get in federal pandemic relief and whether some of the billion-dollar state surplus and cash reserve will be tapped.
Anytime that you've seen...
She said that while the state of Iowa really is in great fiscal health, when you consider the year that we just went through, whether it's COVID-19 or it's a drought or the derecho that hit, a majority of our state, Reynolds says, we're not through COVID-19, and so we have to continue to monitor it very carefully and continue to see what impact it is to revenues. A panel of experts predicts state tax revenue will grow by more than 3.5% in the next state fiscal year. The bill that cleared Congress this week will send Iowa and other states millions to distribute COVID vaccines, pay for more testing, and perform other local public health functions. There's more money for child care and Head Start programs, as well as food assistance. It also gives states another year to spend money from the first CARES Act that passed last spring. Reynolds says that this will allow us to put Iowa's remaining balance of about $47 million to work in programs that will continue to make a positive difference for Iowans. If Congress hadn't taken action this week, Reynolds said she was prepared to distribute that $47 million before the end of the year. About 45% of what's left is $21 million Reynolds has intended to spend on new state computer software, but the U.S. Treasury Secretary and Inspector General ruled that wasn't a pandemic-related expense. A study is being released by the United Ways of Iowa shows how the pandemic is impacting the state's households and finds low-income families are suffering disproportionately in trying to pay for essentials. Deanne Cook, the agency's executive director, said the report finds more than half of Iowa households are reporting a loss of income or increased expenses due to COVID-19.
Iowans who are still in a position to give have been very, very generous, particularly with disaster funds. So that has been really heartwarming to see. But there is just simply more need out there than the nonprofit sector is able to provide.
Charities of all sorts are being stretched to the limit, especially food banks and agencies that help Iowans in need pay their utilities or rent.
Probably the biggest resource that United Ways have is the Iowa 211 hotline. So when residents of Iowa find themselves with a challenge that they need help navigating, pick up the phone, call 211, and those call agents can walk you through it and help direct you to the best resources.
Before the pandemic, Cook says 37% of Iowans were having a difficult time paying all of their bills. Those are people who are living above the federal poverty level who are working but simply don't make enough to pay for the basics. The report shows even more Iowans are now financially fragile.
18% of Iowans told us they couldn't cover 1 month's bills prior to the pandemic. That is now well into the 30%. So we have a third of Iowans at least who are now struggling to even come up with 1 month reserve should they have a problem, should they lose income, that kind of thing.
Beyond money worries, the three primary concerns Iowans expressed are a second wave of virus activity and closures, a household member contracting COVID-19, and mental health issues. Cook said families with household incomes below $50,000 reported significantly higher concerns about paying for food, utilities, and rent.
Going back to what it was like before pandemic is not exactly going back to a great place. There were Iowans struggling going into this, and this has only exacerbated all of those problems.
For Iowans who want to help, Cook says there are United Way chapters across the state, in addition to food pantries and local community disaster funds, all of which would welcome your donations. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.